Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break this back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jefferson Barr is our guest. He's our good friend. We got an outstanding suite of information that he's deposited with us over the years. If you go to our website and look his name up, ZBAR, you can find all the things that he's helped us with over the years. But he has his own website. Jeff, tell us what that is.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
All right. He is the chief home officer.
Find all sorts of information, all sorts of goodies there. A lot of stuff on working from home, teleworking, launching a work-at-home program for your business, all sorts of things you can do.
You also do a lot of copywriting, don't you? Like professional custom copywriting.
I absolutely do. And that domain is gotwords.com. And so right. I do professional copywriting for small businesses, for enterprise, you know, large organizations, for the lot. So it's really rewarding.
So folks, if you hear me talking about you need to publish, everybody needs to be a publisher. I also said, if you remember, that doesn't mean you have to become a writer.
Right.
You know, publishers, the guy who is the publisher at the newspaper, he doesn't write anything. He just publishes, and he has other people who write for him, and so Jeff could do that for you too. Hey Jeff, let's look a little bit into the future, and think about the holiday season coming up.
Sure.
And I know you've got some thoughts on this. This is I know, folks. I'm the last person in the world to rush the season, Jeff. You know how I am. I'm a little bit of a Scrooge, but still, when it comes to customers, we need to be a little proactive and not wait till the last minute, right?
Absolutely. That's funny you say not rushing it. I was in a big box retailer like a month ago, and they had already started rolling out holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Not decorations, but retail, you know, merchandise. And then I was in a home improvement store this past week, and they had like a 15 or 20 foot tall inflatable Santa right inside the store. I'm like, already?
No.
I'm like, already? And so, as they say, it starts. So, but you know what?
Because all we're talking about doing is thinking about it. We're not asking you to actually do anything today. Just think about it.
I'm not telling you to buy me my gift, Jim. I'm just
please don't blow up
Santa.
What
you're going to get me. But the point is, and you know, the message shouldn't be lost on small business owners, because whether you get, you know, custom cards imprinted with your company name that you'll sign and send out, whether you get some sort of little tchotchke or a little gift for your customers, your best or most valued customers, something that you want to send to them in the holidays, you got to avoid the rush. You don't want the gift to arrive at Christmas time or at New Year's or, God forbid, after, unless that's part of your strategy. You know, you need to ship it by, say, the beginning of December, so you need
but
to order
it. But isn't the first thing, though, Jeff, really just think about not the philosophy of the giving, but maybe the logic or the protocol or whatever you want to say, but you've got to decide what you're going to do, right? Because
sure.
There are some customers who work for companies who can't receive any gifts.
I worked for a newspaper once. They said, if we can't eat it, we can't keep it. So,
right.
You know, if they
right.
got a platter full of cookies, it goes in the middle of the office, everyone takes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was some sort of gift card to a restaurant, everyone's got to, you know, partake
right.
one way or another. If it's a Maserati, sorry, got to send it back. But
exactly.
What I was doing is working backwards on the timeline. But yes, absolutely, that you know, and I've written about that on Chief Home Officer. You know, what is your gift strategy? And more importantly, or equally as important, as a giver, what's the recipient's philosophy, or what is their rules? What are their rules on receipt of gift? So would it be an embarrassment for you to send something, that, even if it costs $10 or whatever, but it's a tangible physical gift designed to go to one person, and their policy
yeah.
says, you know, Bob cannot accept this gift? That's kind of embarrassing. You know, they end
right.
up, I mean, they don't throw them away. They don't ship them back. They usually give them to charity, put them in a box with all the others, and give them off to charity or something. But the point is, you got to give within the realm of what they can accept. But also, more to the point, or along those same lines, you have to start thinking about it now. Because if you're going to special order something, even cards you can turn in a week, but still you have to be thinking about it. You got to go out and find the right card. I mean, for example, I go out shopping for holiday cards. Might be a little too early right now.
Do you send individual cards, or do you buy custom, you know, imprinted cards.
I buy individual cards generally, and I will.
So you said that you send, like you send, you would send me a card and another person a different card, really, to get you get to that.
No, I send. I'll buy a box of 20 of the same cards, but I hand inscribe
type of thing. Yeah,
I just hand inscribe a message, handwrite.
That makes sense. That's good.
Yeah, and but what I always do is I look for something. And this is where it gets important: is you look for something unique. You look for something that speaks to, you know, the giver. You know, it speaks to Jeff Sabar as the sender. It speaks to Jim Blassingame as the sender. Mine always try and tie in something about South Florida, because by the time people are receiving this, some of my customers are in New York or out in California.
So you're rubbing it in. Is that what you're saying?
I'm rubbing it in. It's Santa, or, you know, I try and avoid, you know, Merry Christmas. I go for Happy Holidays. You don't know who the recipient may be. But I try and, you know, whether it's a beach scene or palm trees with lights on them or something like that. But still, it leaves a lasting impression of who the sender was, and I think it takes time to find those.
The main thing, though, is folks, don't wait till the last minute. Decide what you're going to do. Is it just going to be cards? Are there going to be gifts? Is you know, you a lot of times you've got maybe two or three people you want to make sure you get something to. The others, you get cards are fine. Make that decision. Start doing it now so that they can receive them at least in the first half of December. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I've always said that, you know, if you get them there right after Thanksgiving, right, you get in between, tuck right in between that rush of Thanksgiving to Christmas, you'll be okay.
And,
you know, don't get lost
don't
in the shuffle.
And don't forget, donations to worthy causes in their name are always the best of gifts as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? That's absolutely.
Thanks for being here. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check his website out, folks. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.